My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
All right, so first of all, mini confession before my first confession. I'm going to be thinking about... I'm thinking to beat his ass all day long.
Hey, man, I'm finna beat his ass.
it's a rap. You know how when you drive home and you sing a song that you heard and you can't stop singing it? I'm gonna be doing it all day.
Hey, man, I'm finna beat his ass.
So that's the first mini confession. I don't think I'm alone in that either.
That's hilarious.
Watch this. My confession.
The afternoon guys had me rolling. That's not the confession. The confession is life really does come at you fast, doesn't it? It really does come at you fast. So they were mid-show, man. The Astros game is on here, as it often is when the games are earlier and we're on the air. And this happened.
Chance went deep! Oh, my God! Danny went off for nine! Look at Chance! Play it! You're right!
I think they start dropping the music.
Go! One more chance! Get your asses out of the dugout! Every last one of you!
Get out of the dugout! Congratulate him!
Give that son of a bitch a hug! Get out of the dugout!
Bring him platters of banana pudding!
Right! So happy for that kid!
Charles.
Somebody give him a hug! Every last one of you!
Update.
Let me run there, bro.
Hey, that warms up my heart.
What a game, and White Boy Chaz is back.
Well, he's back in Sugarland. He's back in Sugarland.
Yeah,
that was talk about coming at you fast, man. Yeah, but a good way to go.
Look,
yeah, good way to go.
I'm all about enjoy and appreciate and celebrate life while you got it. So you know what? I feel like the drive, Ron, Tyler. Maybe noticeably a lot less Clint in that audio, to be completely honest. But look, man, go ahead and celebrate that, man. He ain't done it for a while. Appreciate that, man, while you had the opportunity, because it apparently was very short before he'll be in Sugar.
This station has had me laughing for 2 days, man. Just all kinds of cool stuff.
Hey, man, I'm finna beat his ass.
Is that the transition now?
It should be.
I love it. Just keep that going. It's gonna make me happy. My confession. Look, man, this Texans season, it looks to be like it's going to be really good. There's going to be a lot of fun within it. I'm super excited for it. My confession is, however, I'm kind of ready for hoop season.
Oh, come on.
I know.
Already?
I know. I really, not like I'm ready to turn the page, but I'm super excited for these Rockets, though.
Yeah.
Like, I really do want to see, like, I'm curious.
Reed Shepard, man.
That's part of it.
That's
but
part
like,
of it.
I kind of like the starting point that, you know, Ime Udoka had with a lot of the, you know, young guys matching with some veterans and the way that's starting to come together. There's also, like, there's a perfect mix for, like, kind of a curious sports talk host, because there's enough to see that it went, 41-41 this past year, 500? Like, there's enough that you're like, oh, there's a foundation of solid. But then there's also, there's some questions on, okay, how do you get all these dudes play? How much play does Reed Shepard get? All those things. And I'm ready to have those answers. And I recognize that's ridiculous.
It is
football
ridiculous.
Football season is starting right now.
Yeah. I mean, while I acknowledge everything you're saying, let's tap the brakes on that just a little bit. We got a squad of Texans we got to keep an eye on here.
That's why I went here as opposed to anywhere else. But yes, my confession is I felt it. I want to see some
feeling that already. Hoops. Watch this. These are my confessions.
I got to confess, I'm a little fed up with these Instagram real estate agents. So I seen a post, actually my wife seen a post. You know how you see these real estate people on Instagram and they showing this beautiful house,
yeah,
and damn near mansion, and they saying, oh, only $267,000?
Sure.
All yours, pool. We ran across this post and it pretty much said that 4 beds, 2 in the bath, 2.5 baths, game room, office, and all this stuff. For $267,000.
Man.
You were like, where is it? I'll sign now.
Yeah.
So my wife commented under it like, hey, where is this place? Like, what area? Because it said 45 minutes away from Houston.
What is it, like, yeah. Brenham?
We have, so I'll get there in a minute. So she commented under the post, and the guy said, DM me. And she did.
Oh, that's a trap.
So she said, hey, where is that neighborhood?
Port Aransas.
He refused to say. He said,
yeah, that's a trap.
Yeah, so he pretty much sent the message saying, I sell houses around Houston, da 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 da, and what's a good number I could call?
No.
She said, I have a realtor. Like, I'm good on that, but I'm interested in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Converse.
So he responded and said, you need to contact your realtor. So this person is being a hard ass.
Waco.
Yeah. Waco.
So long story short, he sent the whole message talking about some asking for location policy that they have.
Oh, come
so
on.
So you got to sign a contract.
No.
I'm telling you,
that's a trap.
So my wife, being my wife, she should be an investigator.
Mm-hmm.
So she took a screenshot of the actual video.
Uh-huh.
Went to Google, image search, and found out this place was in Conroe.
Yep, there it is.
It was in Conroe. And not only was this house not the accurate price, but that wasn't even the cheapest place around there. So the place was like, I think the exact house that we saw was like $600,000.
Yeah, it's a little bit off.
So I got to confess, I'm tired of these Instagram realtors trying to fool people.
Yep.
Because, dog, we stay here. And we looking around. Yeah, yeah. It ain't no house that good. No matter how far it is for that price.
Yeah, I feel like we got to remember, man. Like, are they trying to sell houses or are they trying to get engagement? Because I imagine the engagement is more than the houses. And, like, just the idea that, oh, like, that looks like a cool house and that might keep seeing those. I'll keep watching your videos.
I will say she did reply to the guy because he sent the long message, mm-hmm, and said, okay, understandable. Well, thank you for your time. I was able to reverse image and found the listing in Conroe, Texas.
Oh, good for her.
Thank you.
Good for her. She should be an investigator. Like,
she's
a detective.
Oh, you could have told that what area.
No, they didn't want you. They want to get you signed up.
Exactly.
Man.
What a hater. You know what your wife should have told him?
What?
What Andre did.
Hey, man, I'm finna beat his ass.
Hey, that's what I was ready to say. I was about to say, like, what'd he say?
Yeah.
Like, I asked her, like, did he reply back? Like, if he said something, then...
Hey, man, I'm finna beat his ass.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I probably should have known this, but I didn't. You can unretire a number in the NFL?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
At the behest of the person or maybe their families, like, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you said that because I think this is a little bit, what's the
sacrilegious?
Right word? No, okay. I think it's not fair. It's unfair to the family. So if you didn't see, Malik Nabers is going to wear number one after all. That's his favorite number. It's the number he wanted to wear. It had been retired by the New York Giants. Ray Flaherty, who, by the way, I did a little digging, 7-time All-Pro.
Oh.
But it was early. I mean, it's like in the 30s or 40s or whatever. But
back when they were all Coopers and Haberdashers and stuff.
Yeah, but either way, he was a Giants, original Giants legend. The family, his descendants, gave him permission to wear number one, you know, to unretire the number. Dude, that's unfair. Like, if they come up to you and say, he would really like your number, do you give permission to him for him to wear it? If you say no, you're an a-hole.
But it's within your rights.
I mean, it's within your rights, but they speaking of traps, they kind of trap you into saying, you only got one answer that's really going to make you look good. You know, if you say no, everybody's going to be bashing Ray Flaherty and the Flaherty family. Well, come on, let him have his number. That's unfair when you ask to retire number.
I don't really like that situation either because it's a rookie coming in. It'd be one thing if, let's say, I'm trying to think of a wide receiver who wear number one currently. That's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
And if that person came, let's say Aaron Rodgers, he had Joe Namath number or whatever it was. Let's say he came to the Jets or something and allowed. I would be fine with that if it was something like that. I don't think that number retired, but I would be fine with that. But a rookie coming in, you don't know what this guy going to do, man.
I mean, he should be good, but you don't know.
I'm not unretiring my number for a guy that I don't know about. He might be good, but I'm not doing that early. Like, come on, man.
I sense that you're on the other side of this.
I see where you guys are coming from, and I think that you're absolutely, like, I think you're right in that regard. I do find, though, sometimes that, or let me ask this as a question more than as a statement, right? Because I don't know that I feel so strongly about it that I need to make it a statement. Do you feel like it's possible that in retiring numbers, sometimes that they can be forgotten and in now having the number back out there again, you can kind of have an opportunity to celebrate that player?
Well,
again?
He's getting his 15 minutes, Ray Flaherty.
Right, because one of the things, you just realized that he was a 7-time All-Pro.
Yeah.
Like one of the things, and okay, I owe the helmet, I don't know where the helmet just went. Oh, there it is, back there. I owe the helmet another dollar. It's about to come, right? The Cowboys were number 88. Like having that be a lineage as opposed to like a retired number that's just up there keeps that alive.
But that's Ring of Honor. That's not retired. Ring of Honor was originally started by Jerry Jones.
And they intentionally
They could use the number again.
But this
was a retired number.
Sure, and that's my thing about it. Is like, is it better to then go about those numbers in that way where you're appreciating the player but still being able to call upon their greatness the Ring of Honor more frequently
I like
because
the concept.
He's still using the number.
Yeah, I like the concept of the Ring of Honor. But once a number is retired, I mean, it's in the word. It's retired. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And then the thing that bothers me the most is, like, the family is in a no-win situation. Hey, would you mind unretiring it? Well, yeah, we mind. Don't let him have it. And then you're an a-hole.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, especially because you ain't actually played. That was just your family.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So, I actually don't think I know where I fall on big managerial decisions anymore, like the one that Joe Espada had to make last night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't get me wrong. I think that it was absolutely fair what he made, the decision that he made.
You know what, Bregman?
Alex Bregman comes out of the game. Defensive replacement, Shea Whitcomb, comes in the eighth. And then you have kind of the hot shot towards third that he can't get a glove on. Pena has to try and make a play on it. It's just way too far.
Yeah.
That breaks up the no-hitter that Spencer Arrighetti was on and ultimately kind of, you know, puts a little bit of a damper on what was a fantastic baseball game. And I think Espada was 100% correct. He laid out that Lemon. That man has been dealing with inflammation in his elbow. He had gotten hit during the course of that game. You know, he's worried about trying to win.
Yeah.
Win a win a World Series, like win in a bigger stakes than just on, you know, August 28th in Philadelphia against the Phillies. However, I very vividly remember when Ross Stripling was with the Dodgers and he was going for a no-hitter and Dave Roberts pulled him because he had reached his pitch limit. Like, hey, we're just trying to keep him healthy.
Yeah.
And I know at that point I was like, well, we're going for a bigger thing. But I've looked at the way Ross Stripling's career has gone. And I was like, you know, if he's young and he's capable, he'll get another opportunity to no-hitter. And he hasn't, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the things that made baseball special is these moments that you have an opportunity to do something great. And so I have now, as I've gotten a little bit older, tried to appreciate more the let's go for the special because the special is what makes these sports incredible. It's the magic in it. And so I find myself in this middle ground where, yes, you have bigger aspirations, but I still want to go for the special. And so I'm like, I don't know where I am in between these.
Yeah, I don't mind pulling a pitcher on a pitch count, let's say, in the first 2 months of the season. But after that, let him go. And on the Bregman, I think it's kind of silly to criticize the spot up. The dude got hit in the head.
Sure.
Got hit in the head that game.
Agree.
And had elbow problems.
Well, with the criticism, like I know I can't. You don't need my agreement that he got hit in the head. That was a fact.
I think it was a fine call.
Yeah. I'm with you as well, but I'm just like, yeah. Let's try and go for the special. I think. There you go. In the loop. That's some good lunchtime confessions every weekday at 12:20 here in the loop. Sports Radio 610. Coming up next. We're making a Thursday special now. Cap or no cap? Texans? No, we're going all the way around. Cap or no cap?
Yeah.
You can play along. 713-572-4610. We'll do cap or no cap next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.